Where you got it from? Amazon. It's on sale right now for $93. If you wait about 10 days, it'll be about $60. How much? $93 or $90? Right now it's $93, but on the 17th it's going to go down probably about 25%. I look for that. I want to see what I found another one in DX Engineer. And I don't know. He said you have VTEC 50. Is that what you have?
Roger, I'm running the VTEC 50V.
Listen, Eric, I found one. It's commercial. DX Engineer 712EF. That will do you Paris Radio and do commercial GMRS only. And it's about $139. And it's a hell of an antenna. Over.
Do that, Jack, but I've got one now that works great. I'm talking to you on it.
Okay, no problem. I just want you to tell you, you know, what's going on out there. But hey, you have a good antenna. I reach all the way here. No problem at all. And you take care. And I got to go get me some water. You take care and have a good evening. This is WIUG 48. We'll talk later.
Roger that, Jack. God bless America. Yes, CF 297. I'm open. Last calling station, you're coming in broken and distorted. Station, I think your last three was 516. I'm hearing you, and then it's going in and out, a lot of static. Speak a little slower, and I'll answer. Roger that. I caught about half of that. There's something about trying to get into Mount Pleasant. But I hear enough about you. I got you.
Station 516. You still there?
Throw that call sign on.
That's Winston Romeo, Winston,
Roger that. I copy Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Foxtrot 516. Can I get your first name and your location?
Name is Frank, Petersburg, Michigan, Central Monroe County, West Central Monroe County. I can hear the Mount Clemens repeater from here, but I can't get into it. I can get into the Detroit repeater, but I can't hear that one from here, so I'm kind of switching back and forth. Anyway, we'll get out of the way. WRWF 516.
WRWF 516, this is Eric at WSCF 297, Chardon, Ohio. I'm about 35 miles east of Cleveland, Ohio. I got you at Petersburg, Michigan.
Copy that, Chardon, Ohio. I heard you guys here earlier, but I wasn't trying to butt in. Anyway, I'll open it back up. I'm probably pretty noisy and driving people nuts, so we'll back out and I'll be listening. WRWF 516, good to hear you.
516-297, you're clearing up now. It's just the clouds going by. Sun goes down, I'm talking to Jack like he's next door. I've gone as far as Manawatt Bay and Manawatt Bridge. But yeah, I got you now. It clears up, it goes away, it clears up. But you're good, you're a bird. Way to go, Price. You got it.
With a 10 watt radio, you're doing pretty good with a handheld radio. You get yourself a good 50 watt, you'll be talking to Texas.
Roger that, Frank. You be safe up in the UP. God bless America. WSCF 297, I'm going to go clear here. You guys over there in the North Country, you guys have a good 4th of July. If I don't talk to you tomorrow night or the next couple of days, you guys stay safe, keep your fingers, and God bless America.
Hi, Eric. You take care. You have a good evening. And I'm going to go to sleep anyhow. Time to go to bed. WIUG, for your name's clear.
That, Jack. I'll talk to you. WSCF 297. SCF 297. I'm listening.
WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We're on mobile.
WRKE 224 mobile.
Sure, what time are you going to dress today? WRZF 865 Station 1 calling 865 Station 2. Copy. No copy, 865, clear.
WSAG 266 mobile.
This is 266. I heard you calling, but I can barely make you out.
Miles from the repeater. Every once in a while, the conditions come out perfect and I'm able to get in. I can hear you guys fairly clearly. Hopefully, I'm coming to it okay on your end. Once again.
I caught David. You're 240 miles away from the Mayville repeater. Is that correct? Yeah, this is Doug in Carroll, Michigan. And you're making the trip this morning.
Doug, and yes, the mileage, 240 miles roughly, when I did a line of calculation on it. It's amazing when the propagation is working, everything works, the distance that GMRS can take care of. I also operate on the same system, that's why I'm monitoring, and every once in a while you guys come in. You have a great day, hopefully most of that came through, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Brian, for the contact. That's huge. You're making that long a trip to the Mayville repeater, or one of the repeaters in the MI-8 network. But, yeah, that's huge. Hey, have a good day, and happy 4th of July, and be safe out there. WSAG 266, and I am off for now.
Very good, sir. Yes, you have a safe and productive holiday weekend here, too, at the Independence Day. Very cool. I love being able to reach out that far, you know, with this GMRS community. Just awesome stuff. We got the lake to help us out there in between us a little bit, you know, so that definitely does help, but it's cool when the conditions are right. 607, monitoring.
73, Brian.
Just for reference, he was on the 675 Macomb. So that one's, you know, near the water. So even easier shot. Just FYI. Looking at the dashboard here. WRUU 850.
Thanks, 850. I was wondering about that. WSAG 266, clear.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WSD-850 monitoring.
WSCH-795.
You coming in loud and clear.
Whoever that unit was, you're barely coming in, but this is Mike, 795. Maybe you can hear me a little bit clearer now.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Well, right now I'm northbound 75. I just left that Miller exit there, so headed north. I can usually pick up this Flint repeater a little bit better. Just must be a bad day. Over.
Yeah, there's a little popcorn in the background of your transmission, but it's not bad. You're perfectly readable. So, sounding good. WRDGA 29.
Thank you. WSCH 795 out. Nice talking to you.
WSAT-266.
WSBM 993 for radio check.
993, you sound great. WRVG 829.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. WSBM 993, clear monitoring.
WSBN 771 standing by down here in Wyandotte.
WRFX966 Mobile.
Station 966, WIUG, Blade 8, good morning.
Good morning to you, Jack. And how are you doing on this beautiful day?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you? It's a beautiful day, but there's no sunshine.
The humidity is not too high. The temperature is not too hot or too cold. I had to go in and do pool maintenance this morning and vacuum it and all that sort of stuff. And even that wasn't too cold. But now I'm heading up to the property a couple of days because they closed the plant down.
For a couple of days?
Just a couple. I'll be coming back on Sunday sometime.
Well, that's good. Go there and relax. Get care of that leg, and that's all you can do today. Over.
Well, I have to cut some grass, and I got the tractor, so that's not going to be too hard. And then the rest is all going to be relaxing. Enjoying. It's supposed to get a little bit warm, what, today, tomorrow, and then cool off for a couple of days and then get warm on Sunday, so it's not going to be too bad.
I mean, enjoying up north weather, and this is WIAG 48.
Well, enjoy the day, Jack. And enjoy your weekend. I don't know if you got any barbecues or picnics to go to. Sounds like it'll be a fairly decent weekend. And any of those fireworks that your neighbors light up that you can see, hope you enjoy it all. WRFX 966.
Well, Brian, I might, you know, because my daughter got a swimming pool and it's open, so she said I can come over there anytime I want and any day I want. Nobody's there except me. So I'm going to have some people over, and I'm going to enjoy the barbecue out there and swim in the pool. Over.
That sounds like a plan to me, that's for sure. I know if I wasn't going to take care of maintenance and enjoy myself at the property, I'd be swimming and barbecuing at my house myself.
Oh yeah, and have a couple of beer, and that's all I need. And a little TV, and that's all.
Well, up there, we're going to sit around a campfire, I'll have a couple beers, and then, you know, relax, cut my hair down a little like that.
Do that, that's for sure. Where are you at now?
I'm just getting ready to come up to F-79. I'm on I-75 North.
Oh, I see. They're sounding good, but a couple of cracklings, that's about it. You probably buy almost buy a front anyhow. Over.
Well, Yeah, I'm just coming into Auburn Hills. You know, they had the trees on the right, and now it's clearing out a little bit. Should be a nice clear shot down to the repeater.
Yeah, it's very clear now. I guess he got out of the woods a little bit. Over.
I was going over the top of S-59, so that's pretty much a clear shot down to the repeater. Yeah, we'll be okay for a little bit, and then we'll start getting crankly again.
Oh, that's good. Well, you go there, have fun and all that good stuff, you know. Take care of yourself. Take care of that lake, too. And you'll be 100% exactly the way you want. Over.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to push it. None of the big projects. No trees cut down, no nothing like that. Just going to be cutting grass and having a couple of cold beers as long as there's some in the refrigerator.
You know, Brian, if you leave them outside, it'll be cold anyhow. Over.
Well, unless I put ice in the cooler, they might be a little bit warm, but I'll drink it anyways. When I was in the Army, I spent 2.5 years in Germany. I got used to having warm beer. It doesn't bother me.
No, it don't bother me either. As long as it tastes good, that's about it. Roger.
Yes, sir. And I know that first one, when I crack it, when I get up there today, is going to be delicious.
Because it's made by you. Roger.
That'll be the official signal to relax when that top comes off and goes, whoosh.
That's for sure. Right.
All right, Jack, well, stay cool. Enjoy your weekend, your holiday weekend. I know I'm going to, with my family. WRFX 966.
All right, Brian, you take care, and you have a good day. Go there and watch the fireworks, see if there's any fireworks around. And I'll catch you a little bit later. This is WIUG 48.
WSTA 350, Slim Jim Specials are back at Big Boy. And 2 for 6 crispy chicken at Arby's.
WRUU 850.
That was interesting.
Well, so somebody doesn't feel like they're on ignore out there after they shout out their call sign. I'll wave a hand and say good afternoon. You're probably out to lunch. WRCY565 waving a hand. WRCY565 to clear the channel. Sitting by.
WRCY565. WRFX966. I'll wave a hand back at you, Don.
Ah, good afternoon to the man waving up to the heading up to the great white north.
Yeah, gotta be careful. I'm going through Flint. Just went through downtown area by Miller Road there, and it was stop and go. Now we're beginning to get moving again, but you get into traffic like this and there's four morons to every one sane driver, so I gotta keep your eyes and ears open. Roger.
Oh yeah, I remember those days. I go to a safer place now known as Forrester. It's just a trip right up the coastline after you get out of the downtown Port Huron. Port Huron, Lexington, Lakeport, Port Sanilac, and then you got right there next to each other, Deckerville and Forrester.
Yeah, we're going to take a little trip up there. My wife's half-sister has a place up in Lexington. We're going to go visit for short this year sometime. But, I got to go up and cut grass, do routine maintenance type of stuff. And I guess the other 3 days I'll just enjoy myself.
Yeah, I heard you mention to Jack earlier that beer was involved.
Well, I think there's 2 or 3 in the refrigerator anyways when I get up there.
You hope they're still up there and, somebody didn't take them, but, yeah, I don't know. All right, well, I'll let you drive safely. Thank you for the wave, and we'll probably see you a week from Saturday. I might be at the restaurant back. Yeah, do take care, stay safe, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good holiday weekend. WRCY 565.
Well, you too, Don. Enjoy your weekend, and it looks like we might get wet when we get up around 10 and start heading across. The sky is getting kind of gray, so other than that, we're going to enjoy ourselves, because I don't have to think about work or anything. Well, work anyways. Cutting grass up there's not really work. Have a good one. WRFX966.
Take care. WRCY565.
WSBQ996 standing by.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Dial the RQ 224 mobile.
Go ahead. No.
Hey, what was that? Dial the RQ 224 mobile here.
WR is
Station calling, you're uncopyable. WRQ 224.
WSTU688WIUT88.
WIUG48, go ahead.
Hey, Jack. This is Sean. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you, Sean?
Just actually, I was trying to just make sure that it actually works.
Oh yeah, it works. But your handheld radio, hold it straight up in the air, because you're getting a little bit, you know, scratchy, that's all. Hold it up, straight up in the air. Over.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do. You almost seems like a radio mount.
Could you do it, move around a little bit?
Can you say that again?
Yeah, come on back. Now you're sounding good. Stay where you're at. So you're sounding good now. Over.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I almost need some kind of a radio mount or something like that.
Oh, you got a good radio there. And are you going to get a base station or no?
Probably not. But, yeah, I really enjoy this radio a lot.
Okay, maybe you'd be, get your Magnum on. Over.
Yeah, I've heard of those. You stick those to your roof or something like that, right?
Oh, here's what the Magnum mount does, okay? If you're inside the house, you put it on the cookie sheet, and you're sounding good. You will sound good. And if you're in the car, you put it on top of the pickup truck or the car, and you will sound good too. Over.
Put the antenna on the cookie sheet, is that correct?
Yes. You put the antenna on the cookie sheet or on top of the refrigerator. I don't like on top of the refrigerator, but I put it in the cookie sheet and put it in my bedroom. Over.
I'll have to try that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I have one cookie sheet here. If I want to talk from inside the house, I usually do. You know, I have Nagoya 770, and that's a Magnum mount. And the antenna, it's about $35, the antenna. The Magnum mount's about $25. Over.
Okay, yeah, that's about it all.
You want the good one, I have the good one, too, you know. But you'd be better off for the good one. Why waste money and waste your time and all that? You want to talk very clear. You want to talk to everybody. Over.
Sounds awesome. I'm actually going up north today to Hubbard Lake. It's a little bit, it's near Alpena, actually. So spending the 4th of July up there.
Well, take the radio with you. Over.
Planning on it, my friend. Planning on it. I'm going to see what kind of repeaters I can find there.
Well, I give you the repeater numbers if you want. I can do that all the way to Sheboygan. Over.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Even this up here, I don't know what connection to it, but I heard somebody, I remember you and this person were talking, and this person is from, I guess, Toledo. So this thing travels pretty far. I guess the repeaters are connected or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was band open last night. Okay, it was a band open, and everybody in Toledo, I always talk to Toledo almost every day. And your radio can talk to there, too. You should have said, if you heard me yesterday, you should have put out your call sign, and it goes to break. We should have got you in yesterday. Over.
Yeah, that definitely was really fun. I always like talking to other individuals from other places. Definitely.
Alright, do me a favor. You're going to go up north today. I tell you what to do. Go on MIA.systems, and there's all the repeaters up north. Okay, program them in your handheld. Over.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember you mentioning that. Definitely. I will have to do that or do something like that.
Yeah, do that. So this is what I'm saying, that all the repeaters, numbers, they end at MIA.systems with an S, systems, okay? They give you all the repeaters, program them in your radio, all right, and go up north and see if I can talk to you from there. Over. I know I can talk to you on the Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, and Sheboygan, all the way to the... all the way to the bridge, I can talk to you, okay? But I don't know how far you're going to be down where you're at, if you can reach one of these repeaters, or where you buy that repeater. Over.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely have to do that. I'm going to have to see if there are any repeaters near me. First of all, but there should be some repeaters like near Alpena or something like that.
Yeah, there is a repeater. I was that way too. But, some of them, they're not connect together like those on MIA.system. They all connect together. Over.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out then.
Because they could be on a different PL. Okay, I don't know what the PL over there, because I have not traveled way down north side, you know, but all these repeaters on MIA, they all connect together. And you can talk from there to me. Or you know, you can probably get here Ohio a lot of time. Over.
Okay, yes, definitely. I'll also check that out, definitely. Can you repeat that website one more time?
M-I-M is in Mary, it's M. I-8, dot systems. Systems. Got it?
Yep. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. But if you, like yesterday, if you heard me on, with Ohio, you should have break in with your cosign. Ohio people, they don't mind talking to anybody. And I don't mind talking with you too. Over.
Awesome. I will do that, certainly.
Don't forget, John, that's all it takes. Hold your hand held straight up in the air. Even if you're going up north, you know what I mean? You'll be very clear. Like right now, you're like sitting by me over here. Over.
Well, awesome. I'm very glad to hear that. And I'm very happy with this mic, too. I received the last one because they had a promotion on these ocean radios anyway. I received the last one, and the last one didn't work. I mean, the headpiece, the earpiece worked, but the mic did not work at all. So I'm very pleased with this one.
Oh, yeah. Take the radio with you up north, man. Don't be afraid. Talk to people there. Just go out there and get your cosign up there. Then people will talk to you. All right?
All right. Yeah, definitely. We'll certainly do that. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, Sean. For you, anytime, no problem at all. I will talk to you whatever I can if you are in the clear. If you're not in the clear, nobody will talk to you, believe me. And I know that, you know what I mean? But I don't ignore nobody. I usually talk a little bit over because I know I can talk a little bit over so people can hear me what I'm saying. And I'm on the handheld now. Over.
Oh, awesome. What kind of handheld do you have?
It's Bofing UV9G Plus. Bofing UV9G Plus. It's a GMI radio. And it's a very nice radio. You can program it and put the name, the repeater. Also, you can put the number close to it. And it's up and down. There's two repeaters you can put. And it's very nice handheld, I tell you. And it's a color, it's a little bit blue inside. If you ever go on Amazon, you just go on UV9G plus, make sure you put a plus. And you'll see it do a little bit bigger radio. Over.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Yeah, I definitely will. I'm thinking about looking at different radios. There's a 935G, 935 Golf Plus, that I've also seen as well.
Well, the 935, is that ocean, which ship?
Yeah, 935 Z Plus from the ocean, yep.
Well, let me tell you, Worcester Ocean radios, they are good radios, very good radios. Over.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. I really like them a lot.
I guess you have them.
I'm talking to you on an ocean radio right now.
Nagoya 770. I think 770 or I don't know, it's a little bit smaller antenna. They were good on that one too. But the 771 is better. The one you have right now, you can switch it to the other radio when you get it, and you'll do good. And this is WIUG 488.
And that actually sounds really good. If I get the
the ocean, the 935Z+, I'm definitely getting that antenna. I've heard nothing but good reviews on that antenna.
Oh yeah, those antennas, they're always good. I got them all in my handheld, all the Bullfinger radios. I even have a 5R radio. It has Nagoya 771G. They're good antenna, and they are number one. No one else, sounds clear. Now, if you're going to go, if you want to talk, and if you're in the car, you want to talk, take that antenna a little bit up from the window. Stick it out the window a little bit. You'll be very clear. Got it?
Sound clear? I was wondering how you would do that. If you were moving and you had a handheld, I was wondering the proper technique for that. You were in the car. Over.
That's why I was telling you, Sean. Take the radio with you. Go have fun up there, up north. You're going to go there, have fun. Might as well take your radio with you. You got the license, and you got the good radio, and you got the good mic. Take it with you, and have fun. Over.
I certainly will. I hope you have a fun weekend this week as well. Over.
Yeah, no problem. But, anytime, you might can reach me wherever you are. I don't know. You can try. But like I say, when you're in the car and you want to, and you're going like friends and all that, just take that antenna a little bit stick it out from the window a little bit. That's all. Over.
Definitely keep it straight up and all the good stuff.
Yeah, just, you're going to sit in the back or in the front or something like that. Just stick it out a little bit outside. That's all it needs. You know what I mean? You'll be reaching the repeater. All right. Good talking to you. You take care. I got to back out of here. This is WIUG 488.
Take care as well. WSEE 688. Clear.
Good afternoon.
WRLS
9966.
Westbound, US 10. Midland area.
Station 966, you're sounding very clear. I don't know what you got, but you're sounding clear. Over.
I am going to pass number 128, which brings you in the backside of Midland right now on US 10.
Hold on, Brian. There's another station out there. Go ahead. There's another station out there.
Good afternoon, Jeff. This is WFB2996.
Well, hi. How are you? Long time no talk. How you doing?
Still trying to stay cool. I just want to know, did you find a place to take your test?
I found a place here and right around here. It's about maybe 25 miles away in Harrison Township. I'm going to go on the 15. Over.
Okay, it's not the Salvation Army, is it?
I think so. I don't know exactly. I haven't, but I know it's right here in Harrison Township.
That's where I'm at, Harrison Township.
Well, then I see you there. If you're going to be out that way on the 15th.
I don't get out very much unless I hang out with the guys.
Yeah, no problem. Well, thank you. Thanks for giving us a shout. I'm glad to hear from you. Over.
Yeah, no problem, Jack. It's nice, always nice talking to you. This is WSDQ 996 signing off with WIUG 488.
Okay, you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 488.
It's Jack.
Yes, sir.
WRTX 957. Went out to lunch today, so I'm driving back to work.
I don't know what you're doing at work. It should be half a day at work. They should give you half the day, and you can go up north and have fun. Over.
Oh, we had a two-hour picnic, didn't have to punch out. I don't know, they might let us out a little bit early, maybe.
Yeah, you know what, they should let you out. They'll let the Chrysler people go out. Over.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not UAW, but we get a lot of the same holidays and perks. They let us go early on the holidays. They usually let us go early the day before the holidays. So they probably will.
Oh, that's good. What time are you heading north?
No, I'm going up tomorrow. We're not going up today. We're going up tomorrow. We'll be up there for a bit. Be up there having fun.
That's what counts, having fun. That is the best thing in life. Over.
Yep, and nobody has more fun on the radio than Jack.
That's why I can't get my ham license. Having fun on the radio. But look, I'm studying, and I'm going on 15 in Harrison Township. Look at that.
You could be out. Radio dispatcher. Does really good talking.
Well, Jack, I think you're gonna get it this time. I think this time will be the time.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. And because I'm studying every day, you know, a little bit at a time. But you know what? I locked up everything at 81%. And all the questions, it was 81%. So I shouldn't have no problem at all. But I'm going to go back again on it and do the, you know, zigzag one. Over.
Yeah, I'll keep going. Keep studying till you hit about 90%. I would keep going, 85 or 90, just to give you a little bit of wiggle room in case you have a bad day.
Hey, all the headed back, when you weed whacking and you cut their grass. That is a bad day.
Jack? BSBQ996 calling Jack.
Go ahead.
No, you can take your practice tests on the computer, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know what they give you. I think they got certain time they give you, like 15 minutes. I have to go there in person. It takes more than 15 minutes, take an hour. Then what you do is you put everything down on the piece of paper, you write it, then you go back on it one more time, make sure all the right question you have, and if it's wrong, you can change it. And I think that's better that way, instead of computer. And a computer, three people looking at you, and they want you, nothing, there's nothing in the room, or they want you to go in the bathroom. And I don't like that. I took it one time and I fell. I'll be honest with you. WIAG, 48.
You're talking about you can do it on your home computer. It's just it's like a practice test.
I took the practice test and I passed it.
Well, you shouldn't have no trouble passing the real test. That's if they don't change the test.
I know, but they changed the test. It's not the same what we go here. It's a difference. I don't know why, but there's a difference. But on the ham probe, I passed that test. I did pass it. You know what I mean? But when you go here, it's a different test. A little bit different. Over.
Yeah, I understand. But I just wanted to put my 2 cents in, so I'm going to get back to you on the side and copy the mail. This is WSBQ signing off with Jack.
No problem. Anytime. WIUG 48. You still there, Eric?
Oh, yeah, we're still here, still driving. Not quite back to the shop yet. Can't believe it's warm and muggy out today. It's outside and kind of muggy, but still nice. Got a lot to eat.
Well, that's good. That's really good when you have a lot to eat. You know, because you don't know where you're going to put it, so you might as well open another jacket, put it in that pocket.
Now I got some extra food to take home for dinner, too. So I'm all set.
Do me a favor, when you go there, ask the guys out there when they're going to have the test over there. Over.
Yeah, I don't know what place you're going to. I have no idea. Harrison Township. I don't know what club that is.
There's one here, I think, on 23 Mile Road. I don't know where, but the one that, he said maybe that, I can't say what it is, but the guy's name and number, and I called him, his name is Greg.
Over.
Yeah, if you find it out, text me. Text me later. Maybe I know him. I don't know. Maybe. So what are you going to do this afternoon, Jack? And don't tell me you're going to go mow someone's lawn either.
You know what, I'm not going to do that. My sister called. She says, come on over there. We have good food. And we have a good ice cream. And she said, we have a good food stew. So I'm going to go to West Bloomfield. I'm going to be right there on that golf course. Over.
Well, you better eat that ice cream fast. If you're going to eat it outside, it's going to melt on you before you even get it down your gullet.
Yeah, I usually eat ice cream fast. You know, you can't chew ice cream. Just put it in your mouth and it melts. Over.
Roger, you just don't want it to melt before it gets to your mouth. Nothing worse than eating an ice cream cone and 100 degrees out and it's just dripping all over the place, melting. Anyways, okay, I'm just about back at the shop, so I'm going to shut this thing down and I'll be back out there later, whenever they let us go. So have a good one, Jack. Tell the funny lady I said hi. WRTX 957 is clear.
Hi, Eric. You take care. He said you're going tomorrow morning, right? Anyhow, I'll talk to you then tonight or tomorrow, or I'll text you anyhow. WIUG 488 clear. Nine, six, six. Brian, you still out there? Brian, are you still out there? That's 666. You're still out there.
Hey, I got a copy.
Is that Brian out there? WIUG 488 clear.
Good afternoon, WIG 488. Something in that line. How you doing, Jack? WRNW 329.
Hello, Tim. How you doing? WIUG 488.
I'm doing pretty good now. Just headed back home here from the workplace. Try to enjoy the rest of the day if it doesn't rain.
I don't think it's going to rain, Tim. I think go enjoy the day. Maybe jump in the swimming pool for a little bit and come out. It's not going to rain today. Over.
It's not supposed to, but it's been cloudy and a lot of clouds moved around, so never know. You're talking about cookie sheets earlier. You got any chocolate chip cookies? No sheets?
Is there any other station out there? WIUG 48.
Charlie
Zebra, 810. Go ahead,
810. Good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Not too bad. Enjoying a company day off of work. Had some errands and run. Go spend some time with the kiddos tonight. Take them to the fireworks. You know, good day overall.
Well, that's good. Enjoy the day and tomorrow. Where you at now?
I'm up in Saginaw right now. I'm coming into you on the Saginaw machine and headed over to Vassar, so probably about halfway through I'll have to switch over to the Mayville system.
You sounded pretty good here in Rochester Hills. Over.
Yep, well, I appreciate that. I know we've queued a couple times in the past, but I was glad to see, I saw the post on Facebook here that we just got couple of Indiana repeaters tied into the network, so that's really exciting.
You said a couple of Indiana repeaters on MIA?
Out of ignorance, I'm not sure if MIA and Michigami is all the same or not, but the Michigami system is the one that's got the Indiana ones now.
Yeah, the Michigami, they got those from Indiana, that's for sure. Anyhow, well, you're feeling good here. Over.
I appreciate that. Saginaw to Rochester's a pretty good shot there.
Are you on a handheld or are you on a mobile?
I'm on a mobile.
Well, that mobile sounds very good. So your audio is 100% good. Over.
Yeah, we're using a quality radio here, so normally I wanted to invest in the brand name stuff, but when you get a good deal, you get a good deal. What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, you're right. You got to go out there and grab that good deal. And that's what I do. Roger.
For about $25
more than what I paid for a Motorola, so, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer. Yeah, you're right about that. I told you that Motorola is a hell of a radio, as far as I know, and I know that way back. Roger?
Somebody
who's got it, it's kind of hard to get the software for it. Fortunately, I already had it, so, you know, that kind of worked out. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 for ID. Yeah, it is kind of difficult software, or at least programming, to get the 8868. But unfortunately for me, when I get the like if I were to get the Beltbang radios, for example, and they needed to be programmed
the program is not accessible for individuals who are visually impaired. Over.
Go ahead, 810.
Sorry, Jack, I was just jumping in.
It's all right, no problem at all. Just, okay, you can say break and put your cosign out and that's it. Okay, no problem at all. And I have no problem with that. All right, go ahead, 810.
I apologize, 810. What are you talking to? WFT-68.
I heard most of that there. Other station is kind of breaking up a little bit into the system. I was saying I'm in Saginaw right now. I just got on 75 and northbound. I'm looking at several miles of a parking lot going north. I guess everyone's trying to head up to the UP for the holiday.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm actually in Clio at the moment.
Okay, we sounded pretty good making it up from Clio. I work in Birch Run there. Fortunately, I'm off today, but it's always nice to know how far the systems actually work.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is a great repeater. I really, really like it a lot.
Are you inputting into Saginaw or Mayo right now?
Wet repeater at the moment. Kind of a no-go, but the point one can't speak next.
A little bit there. I got you about 50%.
Thanks, man. Quite repeater at the moment. I tried to do the
Delta 5 South 75 Charlie. Do you think you have a copy on me?
Jack must have forgot all about me. WINW 329, I'm clear and gone. WRVV 690. WSAG 266 monitoring.
WRT 224 mobile.
Yeah, go ahead, mobile.
Hey, how's it going this afternoon? I didn't hear your call sign. I think I heard you say something a minute ago.
Yeah, copy that. WSAG 266, Doug in Carroll, Michigan.
WSAG 266, all right. Gotcha, yeah, you're sounding good. Are you, so you must be on the Mayville site?
Yeah, correct. I'm about 12 miles from it, and I'm on an HT right now, taking a break from changing the blades of my lawnmower, my lawn tractor.
All right, sounding pretty good. I'm just mobile Woodward and 13 area on the Detroit site, heading in towards Oakland County and Waterford area.
Yeah, copy that. You're sounding real good. What are you running for your mobile and your antenna?
I'm running the Midland, I forget the model, but it's a 5/8 wave NMO mount just sitting on a magnet, and I'm running a Hikura MD-782i commercial radio.
Yeah, copy that. You're sounding really good there.
Yeah, I used to be a Motorola guy. A lot of guys like Motorola, but I found that these are just as good, if not a little bit better, with the sound quality.
Yeah, how many watts?
According to the guy I purchased it from, he tested it on a scope, and it's about 47.5 watts out.
Perfect, yeah, that'll work. That'll work real well.
Yeah, I like it. It's UHF only, and it'll do the ham bands and the digital GMR mode, so I got a couple other things in it as far as that. I've got the brother system of this called the MI-5 in here, which is another Michigan statewide amateur group. That's also ran by the same guys that run this system.
Yeah, copy that. Is MI-5 for DMR?
Correct, yeah, it covers most of the states for DMR. Most of the eastern portion, anyway.
Yeah, copy that. I don't think any of my radios are smart enough to spell DMR.
Yeah, I'm not too active in it. I have it mostly for emergency purposes, but I actually find myself more on the GMRS now than amateur, because with amateur, everybody's spread out so far all over the place. You don't know where anybody's at. You're with analog and digital and HF. At least GMRS, you have just analog, and you got six repeaters, well, in this area by Canada, and then your simplex.
Yeah, understood. I'm in a similar boat. I spend a lot more time on GMRS than I do on amateur radio at times, but I like it. There's a lot more people, and I'm not knocking either one, but it's a lot of fun. Any plans for the 4th of July?
Not really. Probably just hang out around home, maybe have a bonfire, do some small fireworks at home. I don't like to deal with the big crowds when I go somewhere. Plus, in my area, there's plenty of lakes around that are doing fireworks, and I can see them from my house.
Same here. Going to have a laid-back 4th of July.
So what's good as far as amateur radio up in that area? I work up in Flint. Actually, I work between Centerline, which is like Warren, a small city in Warren. I actually work on the road, so I do a lot of driving, but I'm going to be working up in Flint. I work up there 2 days a week, but I'll be up there full-time pretty soon. So I know there's the UHF Flint and the VHF for Skywarn. What's up in that Carroll area? Isn't there I want to say there's a fusion repeater up there, isn't there?
Yeah, Man, I think the best bet to do going forward is look into repeater book. Guilford's nearby. That's connected into the MI, one of the MI systems. So is Mayville. I know Flynn is. I'd have to go back and look at all the different ones up here, but there are quite a few that you should be able to hit while you're in Flint. Another one that's sort of, Frankenmuth's got one. Again, I don't know if that's VHR, UHF or not, but Millington's got one, Frankenmuth, Mayville, I'm trying to think of another one. There's quite a few of them up here. Just if you're using, well, you'll find it on repeater books.
Yeah, actually, I do have all the analog UHF for the CMC system, and I have it set up for, it's a boat scan, it's called. So what it does in this radio, it will track the closest signal and lock onto the closest tower, so it's pretty cool. I just switch to that zone and drive around, and it'll automatically change over to the closest tower for me.
Well, that's a pretty sweet setup.
Yeah.
I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, so it's kind of like running on digital. It's the name is Ray. It's WRQU224.
Ray 224.
Break in, gentlemen.
Yeah, go ahead,
Breaking
Station.
Yeah, this is another Don, WSEQ975 in Vassar. Overheard this channel is coming out of Mayville, is that correct?
Yeah, WSAG266 is Mayville.
I had these freaks programmed in for MIH Bay City Tower. That's how I happened to find you. I thought this was coming out of Bay City when they got the tower up and going, but I guess that makes sense. I'm in Vassar working Carroll, and I've been picking this tower up really, really well the last couple of days.
Yeah, copy that. They swapped frequencies between Mayville and Bay City, and they did that maybe a week or 10 days ago.
Roger, got that. Yeah, I kind of been off the channel for a little while, and I just got on the other day to see if Bay City's was up and going, because it hadn't been yet, and so, yeah, the last couple of days I thought I was picking up Bay City, and I can barely get Saginaw. So, all right, well, that makes sense. Appreciate the time. Talk to you guys later.
You're more than welcome.
Because Mayville, when the bands are open, they're interfering with each other.
You guys are stepping on each other.
Yeah, that's all right. I can pick it out. Yeah, there is a ham tower in Carroll. There's a ham club over there. I'm not licensed on ham. I have talked to one of the gentlemen briefly. But GMRS seems to be the way to go, I think.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm a member of the club in Carroll, and they actually have three different ham repeaters here in town.
Well, on the MIA, last I knew, there was just Detroit, Montcalm, Flint, Saginaw, Sheboygan, and Bay City was on its way, so you're saying there is a Mayville, and is there more than that?
Mayville for sure. You can look up MI-8 or Charlie Mike Echo November for Siemens Central Michigan Emergency Network, and it'll show all that stuff if you dig in far enough. They're also on Facebook. But, and I know I'm probably missing one. It seems like I'm missing one, but and somebody will chime in here in a minute and probably give us the correct info.
Yeah, I was on their website, MIA website, last night. And I did not see Mayville even listed on here, so I'm sure it's not updated. And then through my GMRS, is how I found some of the freaks
for the channels. Okay, that's good to know. Thanks.
You're welcome. On the web page for the CMEN network, if you go to GMRS, there's a slide down window. There's another one over there, and I think it says Allman, and A-L-L-O-M-N. And if you click on that one, it'll show all the repeaters and who's talking where and what repeaters are going off. And it's actually, that gives you the no kidding, as far as I know, what's going on with the MI-8 system network.
Alrighty, I will. I'll give that a look. See when I get a minute. Appreciate it. This is WSBQ 975 on the side.
Okay, thanks 975. Good to hear you out there tonight, and have a happy 4th of July. WSAG 266, and I'm clear.
I'll catch you guys later. I'm getting out of range. WRQU 224.
Have a good one, Ray. Thanks for the chat.
Station 266 is sounding good, and I'm over here on 59 in Rochester Hills. Over.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jack. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good. How about you? You sounded really good and clear. Over.
Doing well here. Just finished up putting some blades on a lawn tractor, taking a break and doing a little rag chew on GMRS here. And so I'm doing pretty well, enjoying the nice weather this afternoon. It is, it really cleared up nicely up here in the thumb.
It's good. Over here it's a little bit of cloudy, little sunshine, and that's about it. But otherwise, everything is good. Over.
Yeah, I think I heard you last weekend. You were heading up to the lake or cabin sometime. I'm surprised you came back.
Yeah, well, I had to come back. I had no other choice but to come back. I don't want to leave the house empty by itself. Over.
Copy that. Understood.
Well, good talking to you and good to hear from you. And have a good 4th of July. WIUG 48.
Yeah, thanks again, Jack. Doug and Carol here, and I'll be signing off. WSAG 266, and I'm clear. Plainly.
WA50 for the USPN 350.
WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 48, just getting ready to holler at you, Jack. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, we're all right. Got that AC going today, though, Roger.
Roger, same thing here. Had to turn that AC on this morning. And it's a nice day outside, but a little bit on the hot side. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, it's overcast over here. No sun. But it's muggy. You aren't mowing no grass today in this, are you? Over.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna go over the family's house. I'm here at the West Bluefield, Middle Belt and Long Lake. Over.
Copy that. Oh, you're on your handheld there. Okay. Yeah, I did mine Monday morning. It was nice and cool out, so we're all good. This is only going to last a day or so. It'll be cooler again. Over.
I'm on my DD20G in the truck. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I had my, I was running my DB20. I gotta check my antenna. I think the guys at car wash, hand washed my car, and I think they fixed my antenna wire. I don't think it's working like it's supposed to. I gotta check it and see. Over.
Sometimes, you know, it doesn't sit right, so you have to check it out. Sometimes they pull the wire, and it gets a little bit loose inside that Magnum-op. Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I got it running through the back door, four door. I got it running through the back door, and they closed the door. And it looks like they put a good pinch in the coax, so I got to check it out and see if it's okay. It was just a cheap mag mount anyway. Over.
Yeah, well, if it's cheap, it's not that problem, but there's got to be the coax. Roger.
Copy that. I was going to get a better antenna for my car anyway, because I got that dual band tuned in on my Jeep, so that one works good, 40 inches tall, so that Nagoya B200 Yeah, it seems to be working okay. I'm going to get a better one anyways for my car, so no harm, no foul if it's messed up.
The one I got in this pickup truck is the Nagoya 770. That's a Magna mount. It's a good Magna mount, let me tell you something. If you can exchange it, if you're a ham, you can exchange that antenna too. They have that antenna for GMRS, which is that's what my antenna is, a GMRS antenna. Over.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I might get that, because I got to have a mag mount. I got to be able to take it down and put it away when I go get it washed or something like that. And I might try one of them. They're not that expensive, are they?
Magnet mount is about $35, and an antenna is about $25. I got it out of, what is that? I will get back to you because I'm driving right now. I got it from Better Radio or something like that. Over.
Roger. Oh, buy two-way radios? Is that where? Over.
By two-way radio, you're right. I got it from them. The Magna mount and the antenna, which is a 5-6 antenna, anyhow. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, they running a little sale, 5% off. Father's Day, they had 935 handheld on sale for $139. Regular, or no, $134. Yeah, regularly $150. Well, I didn't get one. Over.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get one at all. You know, I'm here with the DB22, it's only $100. Mine is $85, that's when they came out last year. You know, why I gotta go out there and spend $135 for it? It's the same talking and same everything, you know, except that one is a handheld. This one is for the car. And this one you can plug in to your cigarette lighter. That one you cannot do that.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll give me a different antenna for that. DB20 in my car and should make a difference. Maybe I'll try one on Nagoya and see what happens. Over.
Sure. When, as soon as I get to my destination, it's on my cell phone. I tell you what they are. It's Nagoya 770. That is the Magna mount. And the antenna is it's Nagoya too, but I'm not driving. I don't know. I can't think of what was it. So I will let you know. But those are good antennas. You know, that antenna is 200 watt antenna. I got out here. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I think it's a. It's a TU Thomas Union 72 or something, that antenna that goes in it. Is that an MMO or 250 PL-259 mount? Over.
I think it's 259, but just give me a couple of minutes. I'll be parking and I'll get on my phone and tell you what it is. Over.
Roger that. Okay, I'll give you a couple of minutes. WRZX 218, we're standing by.
Station 218, this is WRHW 478. If I can interject, I'm running a Midland 39-inch magnet mount on a GMRS, and it seems to work pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I had a different magnum mount, and I wanted to get more height. I needed something taller than 13, 15 inches, because I'm 25 miles from the repeater in Detroit. I'm 25 miles west of it, Willow Run Airport. So I'm out on the outskirts. So in my mobile, I needed something higher. And so I got the dual band I seen, Amazon. And I took my bowl cutters and trimmed it, and I got it down to 1.4 SWR, so it's not doing too bad. It makes the trip pretty good now. So I just got to get something better for my car, over.
Well, I was in the same situation. I'm in Plymouth, so I'm pushing the edge of the envelope myself. I started off with a dual band and jumped up to this. Seemed to get good reviews. 39 inches tall on a, I think it's about a 4-inch mag base. Runs a 15-foot cable with a 259 connector on the end.
Yeah, that's what I got. I think it's a knockoff Nagoya. It says it's a Nagoya B200 258. I trimmed the top one though. I trimmed maybe, I don't know, three, four millimeters off of it with some little bolt cutters, and I got it down to 1.4. And I left it alone. Over.
That's a good tune on it. I just got my Nano VNA today. So once I figure out how to use it, I'm going to give this one a check and trim it if I need to.
Yeah, copy that. Now if I just get her running, I can drive it. My crankshaft position sensor's shot in it. I gotta get that repeat. It'll run right.
Well, good luck. I hope it all works out for you. And be curious to hear what you end up with. WRHW 478.
Copy that. 9478. All right, we'll talk at you later. I'm on here listening usually all the time. So I'm on my base station right now. Mile north of Willow Run Airport, WRZX 218. We're standing by.
Ready? You there?
Go ahead, Jack. We're here.
It's Nagoya. Write that down. NL-770G. That's a high-gain mobile GMRS antenna. All right? And it's a male.
Roger that. 770G. Okay. I'll look it up. And magnum mount. Because this one might be ruined if that cable's been crushed in there. So I can check my SWR if it's all goofy. Then I'll know, but I'm still picking up. But everything's scratchy sounding, so I'm thinking of they might have messed it up, slammed it in the door or something, so I'll look for a new one. Yeah, I'll look at it. Look these up, these Nagoyas. Try them. Over.
No, it's 3499. That is the antenna. Okay, let me give you the magnum mount.
I got that. Okay. Sounds reasonable. Over.
Magnum mount is RBMI and by two-way radio. That's who sells them. That's what I got mine from. By two-way radio. Okay? It says RBMGPL. Strong Mobile Magnamount. It's a MGPL. Got it?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's where I got this. This is where I got this KG-1000 from, was through them. They're the only ones that sell it, I believe, out there, over.
Okay, so they do have, and that antenna is good for the KG-1000, too. The same antenna I'm giving you. That's what it's saying. If you go, if you call them from by two-way radio, and you order that, it should come in with no problem. Got it?
I think there's another station out there.
Another station out there.
I work out that way as well, and was looking for a something on mag mount to put on my strut for my handheld. What'd you say you were doing?
Yeah, I heard you there. I didn't catch your call sign, but I heard you about the antenna with your handheld. Any mag mount will be okay. You just want to get a good antenna to put in it. So we're talking about Nagoya 770G for magnet mount. That ought to do you good for a little handheld to plug into it. You'd have to get you an adapter to screw into your top of your where your rubber duck goes, all over.
Nagoya 770G. And then my call sign WSE-M94. I'm out of here, but I work right there off of 94 in Rossville, right in that area. As soon as I hit, you know, 270 meters.
Yeah, copy that. I'm at Rossville and US 12, half a mile from me, half a mile south of me. Oh, yeah, you're real close.
Monday through Friday, I'm out there. However, off for the holiday, so I'll you there. Thank you, I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to it. Jack, again, nice to hear from you. 218, my name's Raymond. Call sign WSBM-924. Clear.
Copy that. Raymond 924, this is Randall, WRZX 218. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Raymond, that's just an antenna. Let me give you the magnet mount. Okay, I gotta give you the magnet mount. You gotta go Nagoya RB MJPL, and that's the magnet mount. You get that out of by two-way radio. That way you'll match both of them, the antenna and the magnet mount. You got it?
MJPL. I will get those ordered up tonight. I appreciate it.
That's the one that's on top of my pickup truck and what I'm talking about right now. That is 200 watt antenna. Over.
Copy that. I am breaking out the laptop right now to get on there and get them ordered.
Anyway, take care. Have a good day. And have a good 4th of July tomorrow. WIUG, grade 8.
Really breaking up. I can't hear him no more, Jack. 924.
Yeah, I was on the hand.
now. That's why. A little bit, so
I usually stand up front when I'm trying to talk. Plus, I got just a little stubby on it right now. So I'll switch it back over here.
That was better. I was on the handheld. All right, Randall, I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm at my destination right now. I'll get to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
All right, stay cool. That band might be back tonight. Pretty heavy there, I think, last night. We'll try it again tonight. I'll stay up. All right, so I'll talk to you. Have a good Independence Day tomorrow, and don't blow off no fingers or nothing. Talk to you later. WRZX2N8. We're standing by, Claire.
Brando, you should see last night. Four people from Ohio. One of them is in you. The poor guy, he doesn't have the good, he made his own antenna, he said. And he said he matched it with the SWR 1.5. I didn't believe that. That antenna was 1.5. And he said he does a lot of antenna for CB. You believe that? And that's what he said. He was telling me. And he just got his GMR license about 3 days ago. And his number is 543, I believe. Over.
Copy that, huh? Yeah, I wouldn't believe the J-pole, yeah. The CB, right? The coils are all wrong in that. I don't know. I never tried it. I got a mag mount CB antenna in my trunk, I think. An old, remember them old K-40? Them K-40 magnet mounts? I got one of them, over.
You know, are they good? They good for, I tried a simplex. They good for a simplex because they are very powerful for a simplex. I had one in the garage and I put it, and I was on the simplex. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Well, back in the 70s when I ran CBs, I did 102-inch whip. On a spring, you know, right in the center of my roof. Drilled a hole in it. It was a whole car. I didn't care. And we did a lot of tree trimming with that sucker, over.
What a good old day. I have a 102 whip in the back of the pickup truck with the spring, heavy-duty spring in the back. And I had two radios in the car. Back in the 77, I thought it was fun. I was cruising grasses all day, all night, you know. Anyhow, we'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right. We'll talk to you later, season or something. WRZX 218, standing by again, over. And out.
WSTC 647, this is WRVG 829. Hey, Pop, how you doing? WSDC 647, this is WRVG 829.
WSDC 647, Unit 2, go ahead.
Yeah, that was interesting. That's Dad gave his calls, but then he didn't hear me when I talked to him.
Is he still on the line? I haven't heard him at all.
Yeah, he was just there. I just literally seconds ago. I don't know what happened. Maybe he doesn't have the volume turned up enough on the radio. Over.
Maybe so. Well, I suppose I can chase this with a phone call then.
Yeah, when am I going to get to meet that new puppy anyway?
Anytime you like. He's a little torpedo.
What's his name again?
His official name is Henry, but he goes by Hank.
All right, I'm all about meeting Hank sometime before too long. We'll see about when. I got something else that I'll give you a call about not too long from now, okay?
All right, sounds good. In the meantime, I'm just finishing up my work day here, so I guess I'm going to go ahead and clear out for now. WSDC 647 Unit 2, over and out.
One more try for WSDC 647. Dad, can you hear me? Well, nothing heard, so I guess we're going to let it go for this time. WRVG 829 clear. This is WSDC 647. Hey, Pop, can you hear me? I can. I tried to call you from Troy 575 and couldn't answer. Yeah, we're using this repeater for you and the girls because Lizzie is too far out of range for 575 to work. Yeah, but you should have heard me, and makes me think that maybe Troy 575 is out of service. I don't know. I have dual watch on, but I didn't hear anything coming from it. So that's interesting. We can bounce over there and give it a try in a minute here if you want to. Lizzie just came on and signed off. I don't think Jenny's coming. So we'll go over to 575 and give that a try. This is WRBG 829 clear.
WSDC 647 clear.
WSDF 772 monitoring. Anybody out there?
WRXB867. Just want to let you guys know, if you're in that parking lot, I'm in Saginaw, and I-75 northbound is bumper to bumper, but once you get to the other side of Bay City, Wilder Road, it starts to pick up again and you're okay. Just FYI.
WSB 772, hey, appreciate that. Passing through there here in a little bit.
At bumper to bumper from like west side Saginaw Road, Bay City, to Wilder Road, because it's going from like four lanes down to two, and that's what really slows it down. But once you get the other side of Wilder Road, it starts picking up again.
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll be about another 2 hours for me. I just came from the Mount Morris area, driving down into Detroit, swapping out vehicles and then turning around and heading right back up through there. So hopefully things came down here a little bit. But heading south, everything's
good. Yeah, hey, safe travels there, guy. WRXB 867, we're clear.
WSBS 772, clear. By the way, you as well. Safe travels.
WRWI 889 for radio check.
WRZP 544, Bob Sheboygan County, sir, you are loud and clear.
Sand floor, as we're down here in St. Clair Shores, you sound pretty good then?
Hey, your radio's making the trip there, you're hitting the repeater, good modulation, and all the way up here to Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
That's great. WWR 889. We're clear.
WSB 609, over. Anybody out there?
WRGT 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir.
How you doing, 544, Bob? This is Jamal in Dearborn, Michigan. Michigan, I don't know. We have a large network now with this repeater, but, yeah, just getting ready for the force tomorrow. How's everything going?
All systems go. No complaints here. Living the dream. Just recovering from a bit of neck surgery there. But like I say, can't complain. Enjoy your force and be safe out there. Radio sounding good up here.
Hey, sorry for checking in so quick. Again, WSB 609. Jamal, I gotta be out. I got the lights to show back up, so I will talk to you guys later.
Roger that, Jamal. Enjoy your afternoon. WRGT 544, monitoring and clear the network. WIUT 488, WRNW 329.
WIUT 488, go ahead.
I'm right in your neck of the woods there, Jeff. I don't see you yet.
My sound goes over.
What'd you say about sound?
Yeah, am I sounding good now?
Yeah, it's sound okay. I'm on the air now too myself, and I'm moving.
Oh, I'm on my handheld sitting here, and I put up here with golf course, that's it.
I copy that. I'm over here at Rochester Road in Warren. I think it was made close by your antenna somewhere.
You're a little bit far away from there, but I'm not there anyhow. Over.
You don't have to be home, Jack. If I get something to eat, something to drink, I'll be all set. I even closed the door on the way out.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. I have no problem with that at all. And this is WIUT, baby.
All right, Jack. Consider to holler at you. Talk to you a little bit later. WRNW 329.
All right, Jack. Take care. WIUT, baby, clear. Station out there calling. Station out there for Fort Huron.
WSBS 311, and this is WSCN 887.
WRTX 930. WSBS 311 mobile.
WSBS 772 to 311, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing? Seems to be a beautiful day today. Another good day for a drive. Over. Awesome, heading north, that's good. So whereabouts are you right now, and where? What is your destination?
Staring at the Flint Airport currently, and I am heading up to Homer to do some camping on the Rifle River. I actually live up in Homer, but I had to go down to Detroit and grab my truck so then I can pull my camper up to Homer. So kind of doing some back and forth driving today.
Well, that sounds like you have a good plan. I haven't, what's the weather looking like for you over the weekend? My wife and I were planning on heading north up to Manistee area, but we delayed it until probably Monday next week sometime anyway. So what conditions looking like for you up there?
On Friday, but actually I got to work Friday, so I'm gonna leave the campground, come down to the morning, and go back up for the weekend. But looks like the rest of the days are gonna be great. Try to do some kayaking, get down the river, and if not, find a way to relax. It'll be good enough for me. But I think we got sunny days except for Friday. Somewhere in the 75, 76 degrees. Can't complain about that.
Well, it sounds dang near perfect to me. Yeah, probably you're going to have a good time. Yeah, well, have a safe trip. And I'll talk with you again. And where did you say you are right now? Give me that again.
I'm 75 North, right next to the Flint Airport here, sitting in some bumper-to-bumper traffic, but I came south this way about 2 hours ago, just past Flint. It should open right back up. Whereabouts are you?
Gotcha. I'm down here, well, I'm on the Macomb repeater. Of course, I'm about 24 mile in Shaner area. So, does that mean you're on the Flint repeater?
Yep, I'm on the Flint. I'm kind of jumping through channels here as I'm passing north. I was on Mount Clemens and Flint, and I'll hit Saginaw, and that should hold me until I get to my destination.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm definitely picking you up clearer now than I was when we first started our conversation, coming through loud and clear. Okay, I'll let you get on with your trip, and have a good weekend. And this is Tom, WSBS 311 out of Macomb.
Tom, this is Brian. Good weekend. Happy 4th.
Sounds good. Have a good time. WSBS 311, standing by.
WRWY 979 on frequency.
How you doing? You are coming in loud and clear. WSBS 311.
That's good. I'm using a handheld going into my Macomb site. And I couldn't help this. The name is Joe Juliet Oscar Echo. Joe. I'm just wondering, the unit you were talking to, the station you were talking to, was even talking next to his microphone, because he was just so faint in his modulated volume, his volume. I could barely hear him. It was like he was talking this far away, where I'm talking right up to the microphone.
Yes, I did get the same thing. I'm just not, probably not experienced enough to know what is going on at the other end. But yeah, I definitely got the same impression. I had to turn my volume up a lot, let's put it that way.
Yeah, station out there, I don't know if you're still on frequency there. This is WRWY 979. If you're still out there in the mobile, in a car there, maybe you could transmit again, but get a little closer to the microphone, whatever you're using.
Yeah, this is WSPS 772. I am still here. I'm on a HT with a mic. I'm not using the actual handheld. I just got this remote mic here about a week or two ago, so if I got a hold clear or if it's not very clear, I will stop using it, but I'm holding it a little bit closer to my face now. Let me know if that works better.
Yeah, and this is Joe over here that jumped in. I just, no criticism or negativity, just good to get feedback if somebody's new or got a new equipment or a new microphone or external mic or something, to talk right up into it. And you don't have to talk directly straight into the mic because you'll get breath noises. You want to talk across the handheld external mic, but put it about a half an inch or an inch away from you and talk right across the front of it, and that microphone should pick you up. And you did increase your modulated volume. Your sound was a lot louder and clearer than right now. I'm talking next to my handheld Bofang GMRS handheld radio with a rubber duck Nagoya antenna on it into the Macomb site. So right now I'm talking close, but if I was to sound like you, maybe just far away. I don't know if you can hear me, but I was pretty far away.
Yeah, no, that's great feedback. I'm not used to using this remote mic here, but if I'm coming in quiet, good to know. I will hold it a little bit closer now in the future. You're the first person to tell me that, so appreciate the feedback.
You're very welcome. I think you said your name was Brian, and the other fellow that's in there, what do you think about it, about the sound of how his radio sounds now?
This is Tom. Yeah, it's definitely better. I feel like you could, like you're just talking quietly, and I don't know if it's a gain thing. It's definitely better than it was, but it could definitely come up some. Is that, Joe, would you know, is that a gain setting on the microphone possibly?
Well, Tom, not seeing his radio or the external mic, most external mics on HT, especially GMRS, may not have any kind of adjustment. It's just him getting a little bit closer, about an inch and a half away, turning the microphone. If you're right-handed there, Brian, I think it was your name, Brian, if I'm not mistaken. If you're right-handed, and the PTT button would be for your thumb and the microphone pointing almost to the right, you talk right across the front of it. That's about what I'm doing now with my radio. Go ahead. I think it was Brian. If it's not, correct me, please.
Yep, Brian here. I'll just know to hold this handheld. I'm on a Baofeng UV9G as well. I'll just keep this a little bit closer to my mouth from now on until I get my full mobile setup here. But I jump between vehicles often, so this handheld seems to work great. I can throw it in any vehicle that I'm in pretty quick with a signal stick mag mount on top of the car. Seems to work pretty good as I'm in who knows what vehicle I'm in day by day. But appreciate the conversation here. I will keep note to keep it closer to the face from now on.
WRWY 979, and don't feel beat or nothing. Nobody's picking on you there, Brian, as you know. Good to get feedback, because otherwise people everybody you talk to is going to have a hard time hearing you. And the more louder you are, I'm talking full voice. Like if I was in a room of a bunch of people and it was noisy and I wanted to talk to a guy about 5 feet, 4 feet away from me, I want to make sure he hears me. I talk full voice. Now, if I talk real soft, like right now, I don't know if you can see the difference in the volume. I'm talking real low, as if I'm whispering, not trying to wake somebody up. I don't know if you can hear a difference in there. But right now, I'm talking a little full voice, but that's just a little feedback. Don't take it personal. And you're not beating up. You sounded good. Good to hear you guys, and thanks for coming back. I thought I'd just help you out a little bit. And this is Joe, WRWY979, and I'll throw it over to Tom, I think it was.
Yes, sir. Great conversation. That's funny, Joe. I mean, that was pretty good. Nice demonstration with talking a little bit lower, a little bit higher, for sure. Because you are coming through loud and clear, no doubt about it. I have learned since putting this radio in my truck, because I drive a six-speed manual transmission, and it gets to be a little bit, challenging at times, depending on the kind of traffic I am. I need like an extra hand, maybe, but we're making do. Hopefully the police will understand as well why my hands are so busy. Joe, go ahead, but I think, why don't you try that? Maybe just talking, like, I feel like I'm like Joe's saying, I'm talking a pretty full voice, like I'm talking across the table to somebody. And go ahead, Joe.
Yep, no trouble whatsoever. Yeah, I'm talking full voice like I'm in a room with a bunch of people at a party and somebody's about 3-4 feet away at the other side of the table. I'll make sure they hear me. I talk full voice. They call that outdoor voice or something where you got to be heard with all the outside noises. But good to hear you guys out there. And I'm a ham radio operator also, but I do have the GMRS license for expanded capability. And not to sound odd, but in case something hits the fan, I like to have an opportunity to use different frequencies, different radios. So I'll throw it back over to Brian, and thanks for the compliment, Tom. Over to you, Brian.
Yeah, Joe, no worries. Appreciate everything. Thick skin here, don't worry about it. Need to know if I'm talking quiet or not, so... Appreciate it. I'm just sitting in this traffic, trying to relax, seeing who's all out there. So, any sort of response is welcomed. We're all friends here, so truly appreciate it. And you guys, Joe and Tom, I believe, have a great rest of your night. I will be standing by. UFDF 772 clear.
All righty, Brian. I'm going to sign off here. You guys take care. Thanks for looking for me. Just to help out Brian a little bit. It's always good to have helpful suggestions to do better.
How am I coming across to you guys
really
now?
Readable, be able to hear somebody. So you guys have a good evening. I'm finishing up my dinner as we speak, or I have spoken. So dinner time's here for me a little later than usual. So you guys take care. WRWY979. Throw it over to Tom and 773 to all of goodbye.
Yeah, somebody keyed up on you there, Joe. But hey, good conversation, both you guys. Joe, Brian, enjoy your holiday, enjoy your weekend, and look forward to talking with you guys again. WSBS 311, clear.
WSDM924.
Do you think people are drunk and get to push the talk button just to hear a little
beep
on the repeater? I thought so. Sounds like a good time.
WSCS V11 on the green. On the deck. Relax.
Station 829, go ahead. Very good, how about you?
WRUG 488, WRTX 930.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
Well, how are you doing this 4th of July Eve there, Jack? Everything splendid down your way?
Yeah, everything's splendid down here. How about you? Sunshine? I'm sitting outside with a little walkie-talkie. Over.
Yeah, you're sounding good. Yeah, everything's good here. Did a lot of work today. A lot of work for my customer and then a lot of yard work, so I'm kind of tired out.
Well, what you do, son, is grab a cigar and grab a bottle of beer and have a good time. Over.
Not quite yet. I gotta cook dinner and help my wife out with a few things. She's still not getting around on her own, but she's all right. She's not gonna be able to put weight on that foot for another week, but she's getting around more on her own now.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear that one. Yes. Well, what are you gonna do? That's the way it is out there, you know. Anyhow, you're sounding good. I don't know, are you on the motion walkie-talkie or are you on the base?
I'm on the 1000G with the beam antenna.
Yeah, that will do it. Sounding good. Roger.
Yeah, that particular setup seems to work pretty well. Yes, some of the humidity is blowing out here. Finally starting to feel a little bit nicer outside. It was kind of humid out.
Yeah, it was, but now, not now, a little bit cooler. And maybe because I'm on the golf course, probably that's why, over.
All right, Jack, I'm going to go and cook some dinner here before I lose being hungry. There's a point where I can get where I'm hungry and then I'm not hungry anymore if I don't eat. It's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. Look at some of that vegetation you got out there. Cook it outside. That's what I was doing. And I have a beer and a cigar and all set. All right, Ken. Good talking to you. You have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yeah, good chatting with you, Jack. I may be on later. That's WRTX 930.
WIBG 767.
767.
767,
go ahead. WRBG 767.
Low 767, WIRG 48.
WRYN 313, requesting radio check. Over.
Station, radio check, go ahead.
WRYM 313, hearing you loud and clear. Over.
Sure. You said 313. What is your location? I'm over here at West Bloomfield. And this is WIUG 48. Copy?
Sure, Dave. Copy that. This is WRYM 313, transmitting from Ypsilanti. Over.
Well, you're sounding good in it from Ypsilanti. Over.
Roger that. Thank you so much for the contact. I've been trying to hit you guys for a while now. Over.
Yeah, is that your first time on the radio? And your first... You just got your license?
First time on the radio, yeah. Got my license a little bit ago, but I haven't been able to make any contacts until now. I just got a new antenna and a new amplifier for my HT. Over.
Your antenna sound good, and you're sounding good, and if you need any radio check, no problem at all. My name is Jack, and welcome to GMRS. Over.
Hey, thanks so much, Jack. My name's Alex, and looking forward to talking to you again sometime. Over.
Yeah, no problem. I'm a driving, so I'm in a car with a Magna mount and a radio. Not hand radio, but car radio.
Well, it's great to hear from you. I'm going to go make some dinner here. Happy to know that the radio's working, and I hope you have a lovely evening, Jeff. WRYN 313, clear.
No problem. You take care. If you have a good evening, and anytime you want to talk or check radio or antenna, just give us a shout. No problem at all. This is WIUG 488. Station 983, this is WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.
WRX
out there calling? You got a little bit of low audio. Come on back.
WRXDCCA,
thank you for the radio check. I'll send you the mic back. Well, you're sounding better now. Where are your location at? I'm over here at 59 and Rochester. Over.
I'm in Belleville at 275 and Henry.
Roger. Your audio was a little bit low anyhow, but now it's a little bit better. But see if you can get a little bit more close to the mic, then you'll be okay. Over.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the contact. I've got an ICOM radio all programmed up, and I...
just checking
out the settings. I think I need to turn the mic gain up on it. That's
kind of
plugging into my
computer. Oh, your ICOM radio is a good radio. And I'm on the DB20G. Reality DB20G. And in the car driving. Anyhow, you're sounding good. And if you need any more radio check, we have no problem with that. My name is Jack. And I'm WRUG. 38 at Rochester Hills. Over.
Thank you, Jack. My name is Michael from Belleville.
Hey, Michael, now you're doing good. You got a good radio there. I love those radios. I got two of them. They're all good radios. And I don't use them a lot, but whenever I go out, like for dinner or something like that, I use them. Otherwise, I don't use it. But it's a good radio. You take care and you have a good evening and good talking to you. And welcome to the GMRS, WIUG 48.
Thank you, sir. I'm still trying to figure out how to use the scan feature on this ICOM. But I'm getting there.
It's not that hard, really. But you know what? Try to get you a mic by itself. See if you can put in mic with it, too. You'll have more, good audio. And I tried that, but it didn't work first time. The second time it worked. But you got to get the same ICOM mic, then you'll do good. You'll do better. WIUG 48.
Oh, you mean I need to ground the ICOM mic to the radio? Radio ground?
Your radio should have two prongs, one small, one a little bit longer, and you put it in on the radio. Over.
You're an idiot, Jay.
Why is that? Yeah, good talking to you, Chair. WIUG, Brady, clear.
WRFC-38, thank you for your advice, Jack, and I'll be on the side.
WIUG 488, WSBM 993.
Sounding good. You're sounding very good. How you doing?
Jack, just wanted to jump in there and say hi, see how you were doing or whatever, and check in with you. Hope all is going well and whatnot tonight.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of firework tonight and tomorrow night. And you're sounding good. So, over.
Roger that, roger that. All righty, Jack. Well, you take care and have yourself a good evening. Enjoy yourself. Happy 4th of July to you tomorrow. And you have a blessed night. And I'll be clear and monitoring. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Hi, buddy. You take care, too. You have a good evening. You have a good 4th of July tomorrow. WIUG, 48.
Who that?
This is WRUU 850. Yo yo. Let me switch to Detroit. That's why.
John.
How you doing, Jack? I'm on 696 going through the tunnel, so bad coverage area.
Sounding good, but a couple of cracklings, that's about it.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, I just came out from underneath the tunnel around Coolidge in 96, and looks like Woodward is my next exit, so I'll be coming up on the surface then.
Yeah, no problem. How you doing?
Not too bad. I went and visited a friend for a bit this evening, and just grabbing some Young's Chinese from Royal Oak on my way home. So, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I just got home, too. I was a drink and right there on the golf course, so I just got home.
Were you golfing or just near the golf course?
Oh, near the golf course. Yeah, I didn't golf. I didn't feel like doing that, but I just sit there and watch the golfers going by and kicking their ball and all that stuff.
Well, I am driving home, and hopefully I'm able to get there. I was drinking, and my car seems to think I'm not capable.
You'll be all right. You just keep going in. That's about it. I will listen to you, and I will talk to you. Over.
Well, I'm at Woodward and 696, so I'm just going to go through Royal Oak here, stop at Young's Chinese, pick up a carryout, and head home. So I got my fingers crossed I can do it without without incident.
What do you do? You got a double mint gum? Chew a double mint gum. You'll be okay.
Well, I ain't trying to hide it. I'm just trying to successfully navigate. Anyhow. Yeah, it's all good, Jack. It's all good. We've been hanging out down here in Royal Oak quite a bit in years past, so going through here now, see what's going on. You get a thing called Bike Night. We used to come up here for Bike Night. I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I used to drink a couple of beers, two or three beers, and get on the, I had some Devilman gum always in the car. Get on the Devilman, chew the Devilman, and that's it, keep going. You don't feel nothing. And nobody can smell you either. I found that out.
All right, downtown Royal Oak. I'm on Main Street, just north of the railroad tracks. I'm guessing it's bike night. There's a lot of bikes out.
Oh yeah, a lot of bikes out, a lot of fireworks out too. You should see here, boom, boom. Here, you hear that? Over.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any here. Like I said, downtown Royal Oak. I'm on Main, and is this fourth, third? At Main and 3rd in downtown Royal Oak, ground zero. And I'll tell you, I used to hang out down here a lot back around 08, 09, 010, and, or 10, right after the big crash we had in 08. Had a lot of fun down here, but I haven't been down here in a number of years.
John, I used to live in Elk Park, and I used to, during the night, I used to go to Royal Oak all the time. And it's so busy. You know, I just park and just walk around and see people, what they're eating and drinking and all that stuff. That for 10 years, I used to do that.
I like to ride my bike down here. When I ride my bike, I usually do Ferndale, Royal Oak, sometimes Birmingham. Birmingham's only good during the weekdays, where you can see all them au pairs with their strollers, some hotties. But mostly Ferndale and Royal Oak. And I haven't done that in a while. I got to get back into that. Back into that groove, do the my bike riding down here. Healthy and good for me, and lots of fun.
The bike, I have a bike. I take the ride, you know, between every 3 days I take for a ride. Come on back, just go cruise around where I am,
And that's about it. Bike is a good thing. It can make you lose weight, too. And make your sugar, you know, straight up, not high, low. Roger.
Roger that. All right, Jack, I am at Young's. I'm going to go inside and see if my carryout is ready. And I'll be back. WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
John, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WRUU 850 from WRUG 488.
Alrighty, Jack, I got my Young's Chinese, and I'm on my way home. Yo-yo.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That is good. Roger.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's Young's on 11 Mile Road between Campbell and Maine on in Royal Oak. Best Chinese. It's a little out of my way. I got two or three places that I could go to before I get there, but it's well worth the extra drive. It's only a few miles for me, but excellent place. Been going there since I was young.
What'd you get? General chicken?
That's my wife's favorite. No, I got Mongolian beef.
It's more delicious.
Yep. Try to eat it with as little of rice as I can. Keep the rice and the carbs down. But, anyhow, what else to do, Jack? I'm just on my way home. I'm going to have my Chinese when I get home, then probably play on the radio for a little bit. I'm a little lit, so, you know, could be exciting.
I had a couple of new people. One of them, the 313, he was from Downriver, Ypsilanti. And I was telling him he had an Icon radio, and I was telling him, you know, get a little bit more close to the mic and everything else. And somebody pops up, Jack, you are an idiot. That's what he called me. I don't know who was it. And if I find out, he ain't going to be around. I know that.
Ah, what do you care? People got nothing better to do. It's really an indictment on them. You know, that really, that's all they've got to do is to sit out here and, you know, crab about other people. You know, that really says a lot about them. Nah, Jack, you're the best, buddy.
I didn't say too much, really. I said, anytime you guys want to help, radio check or antenna or whatever you want, base station, I don't have no problem. And he comes in again. Jack, you're an idiot. But I didn't care too much, you know what I mean? It could be one of them, a drunk, you know, guy out there. I don't know.
Yeah, well, like I said, that speaks more about them than it does about anything else. So, yeah, there you go. I find it kind of amusing. So, anyhow, yeah, I just went and visited an old friend. Been a friend for a number of years. And, he's not in the GMRS. I was talking to him a little bit about it. He's a ham, and we talked, you know, some ham radio stuff and whatnot. But I told him a little bit about the GMRS. He's still not sold on it, and many of the hams aren't. you know, of all the, you know, there's a lot of hams out here, but, you know, it's a very small sliver of the number of hams that there are. Many are just scratch their head and say they don't understand why anybody's interested in GMRS, but I like it. I think GMRS brings another group of people. It gives them the ability to, you know, enjoy this radio stuff, this UHF repeater stuff. You know, some you know, do something with it, you know, and they go beyond, and others don't. It doesn't matter. So it's all good. We're all having fun. That's the bottom line right there.
You're right, Sean. Every time I talk to new people out there, they really like it. And they really like that Ohio people coming every time they opens up, you know, the sky to come here. And they do like that. A lot of people like that. And they like the GMRS. Even a lot of hams I speak to, you know. I was talking to them like, well, I don't know how long. It's been a long time, so. And they all like it. Roger.
Oh, yeah, why not? Why not? It's all good fun. So, we missed Don. You know, Don would get out here, and boy, he'd find a way to keep the frequency burning all night. So, I don't have that skill set. That was a special set of skills that Don had to keep the conversation going, you know, endlessly, it seemed like at times. And it's just something I can't do. Gonna be a long time before somebody fills his shoes, if somebody even can.
Hi, Sean. We really miss Don, really. I mean, it is just, you know, like something, you know, hit us, you know, right away. But what can you do? I mean, you do your best. That's all you can do. Roger.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you're gone, Jack, you know, all you can do is hope that people remember you as somebody that, you know, helped them in some way. And, or remember you for something. So, you know, he had that, that's for sure, in space. So. All right, I'm just turning down my street. I'm going to check out of here and get inside with my Mongolian beef and see what the heck's going on. A little late for me to be eating, but just how it worked out today. I'll not go into bed, so I'll be back in here probably in a little bit. So if you're around, we'll catch you then. WRUG 488 from WRUU 850 after yours.
Okay, Sean, you take care. You go have a good dinner and do the rest. WIAU 850. WIAG 48.
SDQ 996, standing by.
WRZZ 217, radio check.
Copy radio check, loud and clear, WRUX 245.
Thank you for the radio check. I'm in from St. Louis and passing through. Just want to see if anyone's out there.
This repeater system you're on now hits a good portion of the state, so yeah, there could be quite a few people out there listening. And welcome to Michigan. Hope you have a good time. WRUX 245.
Copy that for the radio check. And I'll be in Michigan for a couple of days, and from Chicago or from Detroit up to Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids. So. Passing through.
All right, yeah, hope you have a good time and enjoy yourself. And, I'm sure you'll end up meeting a lot of people here on this system. But, sitting here, I'm in the East Point area. Just watching a little bit of TV right now, getting ready to go to bed here in a few, so. Nice talking to you, and hope you have a good time and enjoy your holiday weekend here in Michigan.
WSDL 938, monitoring.